Hi everyone, my name is Matt. I'm the Youth and Family Pastor at Cornerstone Church in Marshfield. I'm here today with your Cornerstone Connection, a daily devotional. Well, if I'm talking to you today, and you are a follower of Jesus, and that means that you're in the body of Christ. You're part of the church, because the church is Christ's body. Now, I wonder, do you ever ask yourself, okay, what is my job as a member of the part of the body of Christ, as a member of the church? What is my role? What am I supposed to do? And of course, as we read this book, we can find out all kinds of things that we can do in the body of Christ. We can see all the different roles that need to be filled. We find out that Jesus has given each part of the body a gift. And so we are given gifts in order to bless the body and to bless the world. But there are certain things that we could say are expected of all of us, okay? And so as we get into 1 Peter today, we're going to be in chapter 3, and I'm just going to read you one verse. But in that one verse, we're going to see five virtues, okay? Five virtues, five ways of behaving, these moral standards that really are a challenge for each believer of Jesus, each follower of Jesus, to enact, because it'll be good for the entire body of Christ. And so if you ever have this question, well, what is my role? What is my job? And you're not sure how God has wired you and gifted you yet, you can look at 1 Peter 3, verse 8, and you can find five virtues in one verse that you, as a follower of Jesus, can bring to the rest of the body of Christ. Let's find out what they are. Join me. 1 Peter 3, verse 8. He writes, "Finally, all of you," he says, "finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind." He says, I want you to have unity, sympathy, love, a soft heart, and a humble mind. Consider those virtues for a second, right? And I just want you to dream for a moment. I'm not much of a dreamer myself, but if I force myself to do it, it can be quite enjoyable. I want you to dream for a moment of a church that prioritizes unity. That it is about the whole body. It is not about I. It is not about me, it's about we. And it's about the kingdom of Jesus. And seeking unity amongst the body for the good of the kingdom of Jesus. Imagine that. Dream of that type of unity. Dream of a body of people who have great sympathy, who are sympathetic for those who are going through difficult times, who are struggling, who are hurting, who have gone through trauma in the past and are dealing with the consequences now here in the present. Imagine a body that was unified and had sympathy for those who are hurting. Imagine a body and group of people that had great brotherly love. This love in the Greek that is phileo. That's the type of love we're talking about. A friendship love, looking out for the best interest of the other, that kind of love, and caring for one another, unity, sympathy, love. How about a tender heart? Not a heart that is callous, not a heart that is made of stone, not a heart that is frozen and cold, but one that has been softened through faith and by the grace of Jesus. A heart that is willing to receive, a heart that is willing to give, a tender heart, and a humble mind, humility. Imagine a group of people that was saturated in humility. And it would be so necessary, right? I mean, if you're going to have unity, if you're going to have sympathy and love and tender hearts, humility has to be in there. This desire to think of others better than yourself. not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less and considering others more. Imagine a group of people that were pursuing unity and sympathy for one another, brotherly love, and we're asking God to give them a tender and a soft heart and humble mind, putting themselves under Christ and under others. Man, I think we get glimpses of that, don't we? And unfortunately, we're sinful human beings. We're stained by sin, and we don't always carry these out perfectly and live these out perfectly. By no means, we just don't. But that's why the Apostle Peter challenges us to pursue these things, to pursue and have these things, because he knows that as the body of Christ seeks unity and has sympathy and shows brotherly love and pursues having a tender heart given by God and a humble mind, he knows that the world will see Jesus and that the body of Christ will experience Jesus. So friends, along with me, in this one verse, let's pursue these five virtues. Have a great day. We'll see you next time on the Cornerstone Connection.